Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
This is much bigger than just making a quarterfinal. This is huge for our country because, as Malia said, we have a responsibility not only as players and coaches to play the game that we love or coach the game that we love. We have a responsibility to make sure that every young girl in the Philippines or around the world wants to play for our national team for the long term. And the one thing that our country has been doing for the last, in particular, last 5 years has been really showing the national stage that you can.
Hindi lang tagumpay sa football ang hatid ng pagpasok ng Team Philippines sa quarterfinals ng AFC Women's Asian Cup. Para sa Pilipinas, mas malaki pa rito ang layunin, ang magbigay inspirasyon sa susunod na henerasyon na mga kabataang babae na mangarap at maniwalang may lugar sila sa mundo ng sports. Sa pahayag ng team player na si Malia Cesar.
Now that we are on this world stage and that we have this platform to be able to give young girls something to look up to has been really motivating, and it's something that I carry dear to me, and I know a lot of the girls do as well, is that we're representing something so much bigger than just ourselves. We're representing the country, and you know, it's not just our dreams anymore, it's the dreams of so many young girls out there.
Sa bawat laban ng Philippine Women's National Football Team, hindi lamang panalo ang ipinaglalaban ng koponan. Layunin din nilang mapatunayan na kayang-kaya ng mga Pilipinang atleta na makipagsabayan sa pinakamagagaling sa mundo.
We've been in these types of scenarios before. Asian Games 2023, we had to sit and wait for a couple of results to go our way for us to go through. So some of the girls have experienced the nerves, but the only thing that we can do is obviously control what we can control, and we did that, I believe. You know, getting the really good results in those first two games, in particular against Australia, was really important for us to set us up at this point right now. We knew that they would be tough games, and we knew that we could get something out of them, but we also knew that we needed to get something out of that last game. And as I said, we needed to do what we needed to do. We did that, and then everything else was not in our hands. And I believe, as did all the players, that as long as we did what we needed to do, we would be okay, and it worked out. Exactly that, and now we're in a great position where, you know, we can qualify for another World Cup. We've got a great opponent here tomorrow that we can showcase our skill, but we also understand that there's other chances after that game as well. That, you know, if we don't come through, we get the opportunity to play in a playoff, you know, against the other opponent, and then even from that point, if that doesn't work, then you get to go in the intercontinental playoff. So we've really set ourselves up in a great position to go to another World Cup. We've also put ourselves in the position to be in the next Olympic qualifiers as well. That was also a goal for us, so we got more tournaments to expose our good players and our young players.
Dahil sa resulta, nasa magandang posisyon ngayon ang Team Philippines, hindi lang para sa mas malalim na run sa tournament, kundi pati na rin sa posibilidad na makabalik sa world stage. Ayon sa coach na si Mark Torcaso, ang kanilang tagumpay sa tournament ay bahagi ng mas malaking misyon, ang magbigay daan para sa mga batang babae na nangangarap ding magsuot ng national jersey.
If you do dream, you can definitely play in major tournaments. And I know, you know, when Malia was young, it was probably a goal for her to represent a country in a World Cup, and she's done that. And now there's other players in her position that are the same young players that want to do the same thing. So we have that responsibility to make sure that we're doing that. And that's why it's much bigger than just making the quarterfinals. It's bigger for us.
Sa nakalipas sa 5 taon, unti-unting binabago ng Pilipinas ang imahe ng women's football sa bansa. Pinapakita na posible para sa mga Pilipinang manlalaro ang makapasok sa mga malalaking international tournaments. Para sa midfielder na si Malia Cesar, malaki ang papel ng suporta ng mga Pilipino sa kanilang inspirasyon.
The support from all those families flying from everywhere and all around the world as well means so much. I know when we were in the World Cup, we felt like we had a home crowd in New Zealand for our final game, and that support really shows us how important what we're doing is.
Isa siya sa mga member ng koponan na gumawa ng kasaysayan sa 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup. Para kay Malia, personal din ang inspirasyong hatid ng koponan Mula na magsimula ito bilang isang 17 taong gulang na rookie sa Philippine National Team, hanggang sa maging bahagi ng makasaysayang kampanya na bansa sa world stage sa kanilang makasaysayang unang Women's World Cup.
It means a lot because for me, it's not just myself, but all my teammates. I looked up to all of my teammates, and they're women that have inspired me since I was 17 years old when I first came onto the national stage. And to be able to have grown and learned alongside them means a lot. To be back here where we were able to first be on the World Cup stage also is sort of a full circle moment for many of us. And to continue to show what our strengths are, not just as Filipinos, but as women as well, has been really, really amazing.
Sa pagpasok sa quarterfinals, hindi lamang panibagong milestone ang naabot ng Pilipinas. Ang top 8 finish sa Asia ay nagbigay na rin sa Pilipinas ng pwesto sa 2028 Women's Olympic Qualifying Tournament, isang mahalagang hakbang patungo sa pangarap na makalaro sa Summer Olympics. Kasabay nito, buhay pa rin ang kanilang tsansa na makabalik sa 2027 FIFA Women's World Cup. Ngayong linggo, nakatutok ang Pilipinas sa kanilang paghahanda para sa quarterfinal showdown laban sa Asian powerhouse na Japan Women's National Football Team nitong linggo, March 15.
This is about putting all our young players on the national stage with a good blend of our experienced players that have been to a World Cup. And we're just excited to be on this stage with the ultimate goal, as Malia said, to go to another World Cup. And we're determined to get there. We'll do what it takes to get there.
Para sa koponan, bukod sa tactics, mahalaga din ang malinaw na pagkakaintindihan at komunikasyon sa pagitan ng bawat manlalaro.
Communication and cohesion. I think that's going to be what's going to make sure that we're as prepared as possible and as together as possible throughout the whole game and just sticking to our game plan as a team.
Para sa team player na si Malia, mahalaga ang bawat ensayo dahil pinapalakas nila ang tiwala sa isa't isa mula depensa hanggang opensa dahil sa ganito mga laban, bawat galaw at bawat desisyon ay mahalaga.
Mentally and physically, you know, it's the same as any other game is the way we're approaching it. Taking in all the information that we can for what the coaches are giving us and making sure that we show up every day of training to do what we have to do to come out prepared.
Ang laban kontra Japan ay isa sa pinakamahalagang yugto ng kanilang kampanya. Kapag nanalo ang Pilipinas, sigurado na ang kanilang pwesto sa susunod na Women's World Cup. Kung sakaling matalo, may pagkakataon pa rin sa pamamagitan ng play-in match laban sa ibang quarter-finalists para sa natitirang slots sa tournament. At bago ang inaabangang pagharap ng Pilipinas at koponan ng Japan sa quarterfinals ng 2026 AFC Women's Asian Cup, isang press conference ang isinagawa kung saan ibinahagi ni Coach Mark Tarcaso ang paghahanda ng Philippine Women's National Football Team.
We're very determined to go to another World Cup. Obviously, there has been, you know, factors with travel. They are very difficult, especially in major tournaments like this. You know, we have a number of players that are, you know, tired mentally, tired physically as well, and we have to look after them as much as possible too. But we've got a really good, strong squad of players here that we believe in, every one of them. And we're just excited again to play against Japan in this next game and showcase to the world what our national team is about. Not just what they show, but how they are mentally. Our girls are so strong up in the brain, and they think so much. And we're just excited to be able to do this on the national stage again. And we're determined to get to this World Cup. And as I said, we'll do what we need to do.
Kasama din ang Filipinas player na si Malia Cesar. Binanggit niya na isang karangalan na makaharap ang isa sa pinakamalakas na koponan sa women's football.
Personally, as a player, what more can you ask for this opportunity to play against one of the best teams in the world, not just in Asia? I know myself and all of the other girls are really excited to go out there and, you know, prove what our principles are as a national team representing the Philippines and give everybody a show and hopefully prove that we belong on this stage. And yeah, it's been a good camp to prepare. We've had a lot of hard opponents that have taught us a lot, and we're going to continue working our way towards qualifying for the World Cup, which has been our ultimate goal.
Para kay Malia at sa buong Filipinas squad, ang laban ay hindi lamang para sa sarili. Mula sa pagiging batang nangangarap hanggang sa maging inspirasyon ng susunod na henerasyon, patuloy ang paglalakbay ng Pilipinas. Dala ng Pilipinas hindi lamang ang kanilang talento, kundi ang inspirasyon para sa bawat batang babaeng Pilipino. Dahil para sa koponang ito, ang laban ay hindi lang tungkol sa football. Ito ay tungkol sa pangarap, sa pagkakataon, at sa paniniwalang kayang abutin ng mga Pilipinang atleta ang pinakamalalaking entablado sa mundo. Dalang inspirasyon para sa libo-libong kabataang babae na sa pamamagitan ng sipag, tapang at paniniwala sa sarili, maaari rin silang makarating sa world stage. Annalyn Violata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.